And we know that the spring market is typically the hottest market for real estate transactions. But that, of course, is under normal circumstances when Canadians are not dealing with a pandemic. So now to discuss the real estate market, whether it has been affected by COVID-19, is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. And he's on the line with us right now. Mark, hello there.
Hi.
So last year, you described the Lower Mainland real estate market as being, you know, it's busy. It's a seller's market. So what, if anything, has changed now due to COVID-19?
Well, I'd say it's still busy out there. A friend of mine just closed on a deal yesterday. She bought an apartment for $500,000, and she had to deal with a bidding war, and the condo went for above asking. I also talked to a couple realtor friends of mine and asked about open houses, and they're saying that they're still well attended and that quality properties are snapped up really quick, usually for over asking. And even the detached houses at the higher price points, they're starting to move. And those are the ones that were struggling last year. So when I looked at the numbers, January and February, they were good. Like, momentum still seems to be in this market. And everything that we saw in 2019 is just continuing on into 2020. Still very low supplies, lots of demand, and that's pushed up prices, particularly in condos, which are selling at all-time highs.
Uh-huh. So why is it that, you know, Metro Vancouver real estate is increasing in value, as you say, when other investments are decreasing?
It could be some promotions. I heard that some realtors are offering a roll of toilet paper for every house they sell. That's always that's going on. But seriously, COVID-19 is causing havoc. We know that. It's causing havoc in the global economy. And in response, what we're seeing is that central banks around the world had to do something. And what they've done in this case is they cut interest rates, which has helped basically everybody who has an existing variable mortgage. Also helps people who are looking to get a variable mortgage. And the thing is, the rate cuts aren't finished. I would expect that the Bank of Canada will cut rates again in April by another 0.5%. And there's also a massive risk-off trade. And that's where we're seeing investors who are fleeing the stock market in favor of the safety of government bonds. And a spin-off effect of this move into government bonds is that bond yields drop, and that means mortgage rates drop. So the lower mortgage rates and allows people to qualify for more of a home, which means they're out there making bigger offers.
Okay, anything else pushing real estate prices higher?
Yeah, another big development was a policy change with a stress test, and the hurdle rate has actually adjusted lower. So that combined with the lower rates has allowed a lot of buyers to enter the market. So you see a lot of pent-up demand that was no longer priced out of the market due to the stress test, and they're in there and they're actively shopping. And this demand has come on at a time when there's just not a lot of inventory. So I'd still say it's a seller's market, still seems to be a fairly strong seller's market, and buyers seem to be shrugging off the economic impact of COVID-19, and they're out there trying to grab their homes.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting to see if that's going to continue in light of recent news. The story seems to be changing so quickly. But, I mean, is that kind of thing prudent, considering that all that's happening to the stock market? I mean, shouldn't real estate buyers be, you know, a little more cautious?
Yeah, I think they should be a little bit more cautious, or even quite a bit more cautious, because we can see that a lot can change in a very short period of time. And I just think of that stock market. It was just a month ago when those markets were at all-time highs, and a lot of that was based on FOMO. And now, look what we're experiencing. It's the complete opposite. We're seeing lots of people panicking. So that greed and fear has completely flip-flopped. And the same thing could happen with real estate. Like, buying psychology is fickle. And the other thing is, all financial markets are interconnected, and a stock market drop should affect housing markets. For example, we know that a lot of people, because housing is very expensive, they're looking to the bank of mom and dad, and mom and dad might be less inclined to lend their children a down payment if mom and dad's portfolios have taken a hit recently. They just don't feel as wealthy. Or, you know, buyers often save on their own, but they often save their down payment and they might invest part of it in the stock market. Well, if that's come off, then now their down payment would be lower as well. And then there's the other big factor that we should be considering that hasn't really affected us yet, but likely will, and that's the loss of potential income, or even layoffs due to industries affected by COVID-19. So I could see a time where a bank might be hesitant to lend to somebody in the travel or the oil and gas industry, and all these variables combined, they will have an effect on demand. Hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so what do you think? Are you recommending that buyers, you know, take a wait and see approach before they buy?
It always really depends on the buyers and the goals. So like the friend that I mentioned earlier, she bought her condo yesterday and I'm extremely happy for her. It's the perfect place for her. She's in a strong financial position and I know she'll enjoy that condo for years. But other people, you really need to consider your situation. I would assume that certain industries will be affected by COVID-19. And if you are in those industries, then you just want to make sure you have the means to make your payments if there is a disruption. That said, I do believe that the disruptions will be temporary and that the economy will recover, likely in sort of the second half of 2020. But in the near term, don't underestimate COVID-19's economic impact and don't overstretch your budget, something that tends to happen when buying in a seller's market.
Okay, we shall see what's going to transpire over the coming weeks and that spring market heats up. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mark Ting is our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth. And if you have a question for Mark, you'd like him to answer one of your financial questions, maybe we can discuss it here on the air so everyone can benefit. Feel free to contact him, Mark Ting at CBC. Mark Ting, CBC at gmail.com.